May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I'm going to take just a minute here to brag a little bit more about our youth group and their trunk or treat thing that they did yesterday. It was a pile of fun. Somebody had a genius stroke of playing Disney movies. So the kids who were walking by would recognize, not movies, but movie songs, the songs from the movies. So the kids recognized the music, and they recognized Ariel, you know, and Cinderella. And somebody was dressed up like Cinderella. I personally put a pillow on, and I was Friar Tuck from the old Robin Hood movie. We had our banner up. We had the prayer. We had the prayer box out. Three or four people came and wrote down prayers. A newlywed lady came and wrote down a prayer for their new family. A mother came and she wrote down a prayer for her son who had special needs, developmentally disabled, and while she was writing, the son kissed her on her forehead. Whole family came up and everybody wrote a prayer. There was a significant showing of unicorns this year. And the superheroes figured largely, of course. I think that Black Panther was the winner, but with a close second from Iron Man. Many Wonder Women and many Supergirls and Supermen and a couple of Hulks in the mix. And a little bitty kid superhero show called PJ Mask. And evidently the idea is these kids will go out in their PJs and they have a mask on. So there were lots of kids in this PJ Mask outfit. There were the necessary spooky people with various sorts of scary things in their hands, and the even more necessary vast multitudes of princesses. And it was glorious. There were all different kinds of people from all over the world. People with Asian background and South Indian background, Hispanic people, African American people, white people, people of mixed race and couples of mixed race of all sorts. And they were all smiling. And they were all having a grand time. And they were with the children. And the children, for the most part, were having fun. Just one tiny little more story. There was a Muslim family that came by. There are also some Hindu folks. I think they had dots on their forehead. But this Muslim family comes by, and it's mom, dad, and two kids, a little boy and a little girl, and grandma. And grandma comes by, and the little boy comes up, and he sees Friar Tuck. And he kind of looks at me like, that's funny. And grandma says, that's an imam. In I don't know what language she was speaking, but I heard the word imam, which is clergy person in the Muslim tradition. This is an imam, she says. And I'm sitting here smiling away with my big old tummy. And the little kid goes, and she gets out her camera. She says, you know, she wants to take a picture of me with the kid. And I'm okay. So I get down on my knees to go back, and I get up close to the kid. Well, he's not having anything with this strange, weird guy. And a funny thing on his, I had my collar on, the funny old thing on his collar, he wasn't having anything of it. She says, go, no, imam, she says. No, he won't. So she takes a picture of me. And it was really quite fun. You know, when you do ministry, when you share the gospel, when you share the fact that God is present in this world and active and loving, people get a note, a sense, a reminder of that with our sign in our prayer booth, and you get it back too. When we're doing it right, we see Jesus out there beyond those walls, and we are reminded of what God is like as well. So there were some things that God is like that I was reminded of yesterday. One is that God works among all people. We may disagree with each other about what God does or who Jesus is and all that, and that is important. It's not to be diminished, but God still works among folks even though we disagree with each other. That's one thing I saw. And another thing I saw was it's just a lot of fun to hang out with little kids. And a third thing that was resonating underneath it all, I think, at least for me, fairly loudly, was we are not afraid. We will not be intimidated. In our psalm, this psalm that we say every Reformation Sunday, and it's the song that we began the worship service with, Almighty Fortress is Our God. It's a loose paraphrase of this psalm written by Martin Luther. And in this psalm, we say, even though the mountains shake and the waters rage and foam, we will not fear. Because God is close. Because God is real. So this has been a tough week in the news. What did we begin last week? A week ago or so, maybe a little bit more. So the police, law enforcement officers caught a guy who had all the ammunition and all the stuff and had sent out messages that were threatening, and it looked like he was going to go shoot up a school. Oh, God, not one of those. You know, and they did the job. They caught him. Thanks be to God for them. And then later this week, some crazy person sends out these packages that really are designed to look like a bomb. It's not a joke. Badly made, but nevertheless, to people that they disagree with. They make them mad. And then on Wednesday, down in J-Town, this is close to home, the Kroger in J-Town, some person shot two people there. It's being investigated as a hate crime. Tried to get into the First Baptist Church, an African-American church down there. Didn't get in. And yesterday, somebody shot up a synagogue in Pittsburgh. 11 people are killed. 6 people are wounded. It also is being investigated as a hate crime. Seems like the mountains shake and the waters rage and foam. Last week, we heard about James and John, Jesus' disciples. They come up to Jesus. They were part of Jesus' inner circle. They would have been able to ask Jesus any question. They could get to him very easily. People probably looked up to them. And they asked Jesus, can you do something for us? And Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And they say, grant that we will sit at your left and your right hand when you come into glory. Now, this is understandable for James and John, because for them, the mountains were shaking and the waters were raging and foaming. They were common, everyday fisher folk, and the policies of the Roman occupation were pushing them and people like them closer and closer and closer to slavery, closer to starvation, and everything was nuts, and that's why they were looking for a Messiah to save them. It's natural that they would be afraid. And when we get scared, we tend to hang on to the things that we're used to and to the things that are readily apparent and seem to give us security, like wealth and power and status. And so James and John would naturally want to be more powerful, have more status, be in that place of glory. So they asked Jesus, will you give us a place in your glory? And Jesus says, you have no idea what glory really means, do you? He says, the Son of Man, the one who makes the real changes in the world, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's glory, he says. That we honor the presence of God in one another and in ourselves. That we follow the God who serves. So we're servants of the God who serves. That's glory, he says. And we use wealth and power and status, if we have it, in order to serve the God who serves. Now, this week, Bartimaeus sits at the side of the road and he's begging. He is outside of the circle, unlike James and John, who are inside. He does not have easy access to Jesus, unlike James and John who do. He is out there begging, and he is dependent on people's random compassion, and somehow or other, Bartimaeus has got it into his head that this God whom Jesus represents, this God who has sent Jesus, actually cares about people like him. People who are on the outside, people who are low down. And so he thinks maybe Jesus will be able to help him. So he cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, do you ever feel that way? Do you ever feel like James and John, like things are crazy, but you have options and you grab hold of what you can as much as you can for yourself and your family? You grab hold of it and that's what's going to save you. Do you ever feel like blind Bartimaeus, where you don't have it after all, you realize you don't have anything in the end and you're laid bare in the face of cancer or in the face of bankruptcy or in the face of debt or in the face of addiction or in the face of heartbreak or in the face of grief. We are both James and John and Bartimaeus. That's who we are. Son of David, have mercy on him. People try to get him to be quiet because he's uncomfortable. He's inconvenient. He will distract the Messiah from his glorious march into Jerusalem. And he keeps on crying out. Keeps on crying out. He doesn't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop crying out. Now, today is Reformation Sunday. So it is obligatory in my job description that I have to mention Reformation Sunday and Martin Luther and all of that. One thing Reformation Sunday is not, it's not a hooray for our side. It's not something where we say, oh, look how great we are. Martin Luther would have been furious about that. It is a time to remember the gifts we have to give. And I think the gifts we as a Lutheran tradition have to give to the world at this point in history are particular and special and needed. For example, we understand ourselves to be both saints and sinners at the same time. That means we are not the righteous ones come in and riding in to purge the world of evil. We are humble folk trying to serve. That's what we are, saints and sinners at the same time. Secondly, we understand Scripture to be the Word of God that carries the living Word of God. That means that we take Scripture very seriously. This is the place where we find out who Jesus is. And at the same time, we are not bound to an absolute and literal translation of the Scripture. We understand that God works in the midst of the Scripture to touch our lives. And there are things that we take as figurative and things as we take as literal and things that we take as a little bit of both. And the point is that God comes to us in this Scripture. These are gifts that we have for the world. And one, perhaps the greatest gift we have is the sense of grace. That God comes to us at the cross, in the places where we don't deserve it, before we start being pretty, before we start being righteous, God comes to us first. And in those places where the mountains shake and where the seas rage and form and where there are earthquakes, in those places where we feel like sending pipe bombs, where we are terrified and we lose our sight, we fail to see the humanity of others. We fail to see the presence of Christ. In those places, God loves us and God comes there and does not leave us there, but drags us out, kicking and screaming sometimes. See, we have one advantage over James and John. James and John don't know they're blind. Jesus is helping them to understand. We know we're blind. Bartimaeus knows he's blind. We know we're blind. We know we need to be reminded of God's grace right here, right now. And so we cry out. And this is a cry of hope, people. Of hope. Give us eyes to see your presence in the midst of the chaos. Give us eyes to see Christ in the world. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of David.